Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough is collecting household hazardous waste coming up on Saturday, March 13th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. The event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering into the landfill, and it is a free service to households. Businesses, however, will be charged a fee. Kenai Peninsula Borough's Hazardous Waste Disposal Program gives households and small businesses the opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous waste and chemicals. And proper disposal can contaminate the water supply, could cause explosions, could also cause fires, and poses a serious threat to waste collection workers. Hazardous waste collection days are scheduled throughout the year at the Central Peninsula Landfill, as well as at Homer and the sewer transfer sites. Hazardous wastes are wastes that insufficient qualities and concentrations pose a threat to human life, health, or the environment when improperly stored, transported, treated, or disposed. Wastes, however, that are not accepted include explosives, and that includes ammunition, plastic caps, gunpowder, etc., as well as reactives, and that may include sodium metal, radioactive wastes, etc. For more information, call NRC Alaska at 877-375-5040 to pre-register. Fees, as well as asking specific questions. Also, call KPB Solid Waste Department itself locally at 907-262-9667 for general questions. Or for more information, you could log on to our website and visit the calendar portion. Health officials have discovered more Alaska cases of the P1 variant of the coronavirus that has devastated Brazil, suggesting that the mutant strain, which is likely more contagious and likely more capable of reinfecting people previously sick of COVID-19, is starting to get a growing foothold here in Alaska. State health officials announced 4 new cases, 2 from Anchorage, 2 from Eagle River, during a public information session earlier this week. They'd previously detected just 1 case of the Brazil variant, but they said last month that they were likely, given that person found to have the strain had not recently traveled outside the state and didn't have a clear source of infection, making it a case of community spread. Officials say they're closely watching for P1 cases because of its contagiousness and its apparent ability to escape antibodies acquired from previous COVID-19 infection. There's also the possibility that it could evade vaccines, though the research into that risk is not conclusive. As of Tuesday, just 15 cases of the variant had been reported in the entire country, spread across 9 states, according to the CDC. Experts, however, say those numbers are likely far below the true number of cases, given the country's limited capacity to do complicated laboratory work known as sequencing that's required to specifically detect those individual strains. But in Alaska, at least, officials say that a newly formed sequencing consortium of state and university scientists gave the state a good picture of which strains are circulating here and made it unlikely that any variants are circulating widely while undetected. Officials say vaccinations, which opened earlier this week to all Alaska adults 16 and older, is the best tool to keep concerning variants from spreading more widely. Alaska previously recorded 2 cases of the more contagious B117 strain first detected in Great Britain, although no new infections were announced Wednesday. The CDC labeled the P1 strain, or the Brazil strain, as a variant of concern.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.